Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or KNE World Network, LLC.
Radio.com. We go where you go. The world's greatest radio, and you're in touch with Wiggins, the world of wellness. And this is Stacy Wiggins. And this is radio the way it should be heard. And today I have a fabulous guest, a best friend, and she has her own podcast. This is Libby.
Yes.
We have Libby. How are you today?
I'm good. Great. I'm happy about the subject we're going to speak about today.
Yes, we got a very exciting subject. It's going to be broad, it's going to be vast, and I know it's going to be quite stimulating.
Lots of information.
A lot of promises, yeah, but let's get right to it. We were speaking just before going live here about where we are with our health, with our consciousness, and who, what type of people are open to this information. And then the industries, the how invested, say like the pharmaceutical industry is, mm-hmm. in our not knowing this information. And this information we're about to discuss is actually here's a subtitle of the book I'm going to be reading from, How Frequency Specific Microcurrents is Changing Medicine. Yes. Medicine is going to be changing in such a way that your head is going to spin. Mine has, and I kind of had known that it was coming all along. So let me give you my somewhat experiences and knowledge. Many years ago, I heard of Royal Raymond Rife, and I've heard of that. He had this technology that could use frequencies to destroy bugs, destroy bacteria, things like that. And so it's like, okay, yeah, that sounds cool, and you know, you live life and you move on. And then as I got to learn and be exposed with different health practitioners, they had other machines. Some were from Russia, some were from Germany, and they were able to read the frequencies. You had pads you'd put on either your wrist points, your collarbones, or maybe even on your temples, and these machines would be able to a vast number of things. They'd be able to not only check out your heart rate and your blood pressure and things like that, but analyze your meridians, the flow of energy, the flow of blood, actually be able to analyze your makeup, your cellular makeup of nutrients and vitamins. And they could say, oh, you're a little bit deficient on this or that. And this one experience just really knocked my socks off. It only happened about 2 years ago. I've had gone to these machines at health fairs and all these things because I'd like to see, where am I at? How healthy am I? You know, I'm pretty proud of myself. And so when I sit down in these machines, I'm expecting to hear, wow, this is the best reading we've ever heard. I've heard it a few times, but, you know, it hasn't always occurred. This last machine that I laid down on and had him put the pads on and kind of run the frequencies, he came back about a half hour later and reads the report. He's like, I'm like, oh, all right, well, what's going on? Because I'm up here thinking, you know, I'm ready for this great report. My ego is up here gleaming because I got a heart rate of 48 or 50%, heart rate of 50 or so, pulses, and my blood pressure. I thought I was all in check. And he goes, wow. I'm like, yeah, yeah. Say, I'd sure hate to be you. I'm like, what? My jaw dropped. And I'm thinking, because he looked like he's a little porky around the belly, and you know, I had my own judgment about him because I'm trying to be in Mr. Great Shape and all. And he said, man, I would hate to be you. I'm like, well, what's up? He says, right here, it reads that you are really hard on yourself. And I'm like, what? How did he know that? I am my worst own enemy. I know most of us are our own worst enemies, but I take it to another level. I take it to steroids they don't even make today, I use to beat myself up. And so when he said that, he just shot, you know, a beam through my head of, oh, wow, this machine just kind of discovered something that I didn't know but kind of knew deep, mm-hmm. you know, that subconscious conscious. And so I've had some pretty powerful readings or analysis from these frequency machines. But never have I had, outside of a muscle stim machine, you know, those little muscle stim units, you put two pads on, and your muscles tighten, relax. Well, that's a kind of electrical therapy too, but we're not talking about that today. Woo. So what are we talking about?
Go ahead. We are talking about frequencies. I worked in a local hospital here in Columbus, Ohio for 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize it until we started talking about it more and I did a little more reading that Western medicine uses frequencies to figure out everything.
To diagnose,
yeah. You don't think about an EKG machine. You don't think about the scans. You know, CAT scans. You don't think about it because you're in the middle of it. You're the one laying on the table.
Mm-hmm.
But every single thing that they use to diagnose what we want to know about our own selves mm-hmm. is used with some form of frequency.
MRI.
Yeah.
Magnetic yes. resonating.
Yes. Even imaging. When you send a sample of urine mm-hmm. to be, just to be observed.
Mm-hmm.
They use a machine that uses frequency to determine what's going on with your urine.
Mm-hmm.
So after talking with you, Stacy, then I decided, oh no. And the questions started coming. If they know this,
mm-hmm.
why don't we know this?
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I started to get a little angry. So
Yep.
Conspiracy came up and greed came up and power and that kind of thing. But today is another kind of day.
It really is. And we've spoken about frequencies before. We
Many
talked
times.
About, how do you pronounce that? Sophagia. Sophagia.
The tones.
And forks. Music. And and
music
forks.
Music as well. All that has to do with frequency. And I will tell you this a little. Give you a little heads up. Valentine's Day is one of my favorite topics for my show.
Mm.
And I'd speak about how things are used so that you can be used by big business. And now the first thing that came up, Stacy, was the music. You know, you play the old baby.
Oh, yeah.
See? Mm-hmm. He just did it to me. You get it. and what happens is... you can compel someone to do things where they lose their inhibitions if you use the right tones and the right frequencies. But that's
you don't have to. You don't have to give them a glass of wine or a sip of beer or anything.
No. However, if you pay attention, anytime you make a toast, mm-hmm. you click the wine glasses Ding. Together, and uh-huh. there is a frequency
uh-huh.
that too helps to facilitate. You're letting go of your inhibitions.
Oh, my.
Oh, yeah.
I love this education going on here.
Yeah.
Woo.
I look at Valentine's Day a little different, but getting back.
Not
it
just
take
red
away.
Hearts.
Oh, no. That's color there.
Yes,
that's
the red therapy's got you going.
Mm-hmm. And just FYI, the reason roses are so expensive is because they have to be cared for in such a way that they get to you on Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That too is a marketing
Fresh.
Tool.
Mm-hmm.
So frequencies with you and me today, hopefully will open up the heads of many. Don't get angry.
Well, hey, I got angry,
got real angry.
I got emotional. I got, this is going to take my job away. I got insecure, big time insecure, because mm-hmm. when they're relaxing muscles this fast, when they are bringing people out of pain in minutes to an hour, when I think I'm doing a great job in days to weeks, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. You know, they're doing something that's speeding up my work by weeks. So let's go back a little bit to where you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I found this page I wanted to talk about because this is information. And then we're going to dive into Royal Raymond Rife back in the 1900s. So this is going to be information that is already worked on, published, mm-hmm. and utilized 100 years ago. So you ask the question, why don't they let us know? Or why don't we know? So here we go. In 1910, the Flexner Report attempted to standardize medical care and education by choosing drugs and surgery as the scientific therapies of medicine and outlawing everything else. Everything else.
Outlawed.
Yeah, outlaws. So now you got physicians who use homeopathy, nutrition, herbs, electromagnetic therapies would lose their license to practice at that time, granted by the American Medical Association, AMA. Sometime around 1935, the machines were put in back rooms, unused, covered up with sheets. In 1946, now she talked about the guy who bought this practice with the machines in the back, and he also had these frequencies that we're going to talk a little bit about here in the near future, mm-hmm. of how to heal certain body parts.
Heal, not treat.
And that's the other thing is, in our line of business, we can't go around using the word heal.
Better not.
It is illegal. They're going to come get you. So that's another way of being scared of being manipulated.
Lord help us if we raise the dead.
Oh, yeah.
That's another subject. Yeah.
Well, let's just raise some, raise some consciousness.
Consciousness, yeah. The dead.
Mm-hmm. It is dead. You see how unconscious we are out there. So that happened in 1910. It was a Flexner report, and so it really gave way. It opened up the doors wide to medicine as we practice it still today. Mm-hmm. The pharmaceutical, the pretty much drug poison only choice.
Yes.
So I've done a podcast, and I'm sure you have too, and we talked about the success rate of most cancer treatments. Mm-hmm. That success rate hovers around 2-3%, right? Has it changed?
It's very low. Very, okay. Very low. However, I'm a witness. Low. I'm a witness to mm-hmm. making certain changes. Cancer cells die. And that, if it fits in this conversation, that's great. But just know that there is a way to get rid of cancer cells. And like that, mm-hmm. like this, mm-hmm. who knew and why the silence?
Yeah. And a good question would be, why? How did I get the cancer cells in the first place?
Which is a whole nother conversation. It but is. Cancer cells do respond to certain frequencies.
Okay. So that is a perfect follow-in to... There's two things I want to read from this book that I, you know, scribbled down real heavily. And one is the definition of frequency treatment protocol. This book I'm reading from is called The Resonance Effect by Carolyn McMahon. And McMakin. And she is on the video that I... last podcast I did about 4 or 5 minutes of her kind of just mm-hmm. a teaser.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Okay. So this is her book, and this is a great definition that I'm reading from page 28. And it says, the frequency treatment protocols involve one frequency on channel A to resolve or dissolve the pathology causing the problem, and one frequency from the list on channel B that targets the correct tissue. A frequency is the number of pulses per second in an electrical waveform. The microcurrent machine creates the electrical pulses. Current is a flow of electrons past a point in space and is measured in amperes because someone named Ampere discovered it. Batteries store electrons or current inside and then release the stored electrons in a stream. Then it gets a little technical. If you put enough circuit boards in the path of the electrons, they will come out as pulses or current that alternate polarity. So how the circuits do this is more than you want to know, but pulses at regular intervals in the electrical current are called frequencies. So they have a way of creating this machine is now not only at the doctor's office or, you know, your health professional's office, they have now created, this is the exciting part, something you can wear on your wrist.
Well, they wear everything else on yeah. their wrist, correct?
Yeah.
Watches, radio monitors. Yep.
The iPhone, yeah.
Unlock the door, lock the door.
Mm-hmm.
So why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
But these are all frequencies, either reading about what your body is doing, how good your sleep is, and there isn't that, analysis, and hey, you need these microfrequencies to raise your energy level, to boost your kidney function, or to, oh, we see you got some scar tissue around your T7, cervical, or T7, C7.
you're stepping on toes.
Oh, you're stepping on everyone's toes.
The back industry, you're stepping on big toes.
Eliminate pain.
Oh, somebody's
pain is the biggest industry I believe we have.
It's a big shake.
Yeah.
It's a big shake. Mm-hmm. Because crazy. You're stepping on people's money now. You know how many people are gaining from the fact that we are in pain and in tension? Cortisol comes up, but I'll leave that as well. Fight or flight.
So yep.
we shouldn't be in high levels of cortisol all the time. It's supposed to be when something happens to you. It's not supposed to be something that's going on ongoing. The thing that bothers me the most, Stacey, is that the masses just don't recognize what's happening to them, and it's been going on for so long. It's almost normal. And so when somebody like you brings it to their attention, their awareness, the reactions are interesting to watch.
They're very sad, interesting. Very.
Sad.
Yeah.
Because my dear friend Angela Scipio, who is a raw foods strategist, says a person, let me try to paraphrase it. She says when a person does feel pain, they feel alive. Yes. If they don't have pain, they don't feel alive. That's paraphrased, but it's very sad.
Right. I would, of course, have to take a opposite stand on that because being pain-free most of my previous years, that is my level of aliveness. And then when I begin to have pain, that is my discord, discomfort. Okay, what's going on? That's when my mind shifts into what's wrong with me.
Yeah, but see, that's, sorry, I'm getting passionate here.
Yes.
That's my point. Mm-hmm. Normal shouldn't be, I'm in pain. Wake up, something aches. Go to bed, something hurts.
Yes.
And then you say, I don't have pain, and I haven't had it for years. That should be the norm.
Absolutely.
And the norm is being in pain. And I've done this, kind of a test thing. I can stand in a room with a group of people and put it out there. Oh, I haven't been in pain for... And you should see the responses. Oh, girl, I always able to point to... Somebody even called it my arthritis.
Yes.
Arthritis. Really?
Best buddy.
They give them nicknames. And so
yes.
When we're talking about this subject, which is the negation of pain and inflammation and even disease. That's what I get.
Yeah,
because I will share this with you right here, right now, especially approaching age 68. My chart for my yearly checkup has no prescription drugs on it at all. None.
Yeah.
And
that's a jaw dropper.
Yeah.
I'm sure, so for most people.
You can do this. However.
At what cost is this to you?
How
are you able to do
me.
It?
It's no cost to me.
If
the cost is for the people who supply the things that take the pain away temporarily. So this machine, if we could wear something like that on our arm, how long would we have to wear that on our arm before even that becomes a money thing where, oh, we're not making money now because people don't have pain, so they're not wearing their device. It goes that deep. And again, I've started getting very, very angry about this. Because we're suffering, and the people who are making the money are making it off of the skin of our backs, literally ourselves. Correct?
Yes, absolutely.
So,
and this is information. Now let's give the information some history.
Yes,
some preface.
Please.
Royal Raymond Rife. I promised to do a book report on him, but we're just going to do a quick mention of him today. Mm-hmm. He is. I almost call him a baby genius compared to Tesla. He has an engineering background. He has a phenomenal passion for trying to figure things out. And he was studying microbiology. He was studying viruses, bacterias, and trying to figure out why people were getting sick. By able to, his ability to construct a microscope that used prisms and a soft or a cool lighting system that would not kill the live petri dish. He was then able to use another invention, a frequency generating machine that he would dial the frequency in, look in the microscope and see that bacteria, see that virus die, dissipate.
Yeah.
See that the actual cellular matrix, the cellular wall, which has a frequency, he would get that frequency right, which is either the counter frequency or whatever, and boom, zap that. And this occurred in the 1920s.
And here we are suffering.
And here we are. His, I believe we were talking before we got started, his mm-hmm. success rate was somewhere around between 80 to 90%
mm-hmm.
on healing pretty much anything that came to him. Anything that came to him. And our success rate today with our current cancer treatments, it's not even... It's under 5%.
Just don't even mention it.
Okay. All right. It's like that.
Too many people are dying.
Yes.
And too dying, soon.
Dying for several reasons, but the side effects, I think, are the most common problem.
Yes.
From what our current medicine is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But what are the side effects of the frequency? Let's say you go out to the car lot and you have a key fob and it goes to your car and only your car. So if you go out to a car lot that you bought the whole your car from, it's not going to... you know, get any other car other than yours. It's a super specific frequency. So if it doesn't work for the other cars, they're not affected.
True.
So the side effects of this frequency stuff, for the most part, I know you don't want to do some things like take inflammation out too soon, but the side effects of not having a frequency work is no side effect.
No, none.
That's unheard of.
No burn, no nausea, no constipation.
Toxic,
no.
You diarrhea.
Skin color.
Getting jittery.
None.
Your throat flames up. All those
none.
Side effects that
no
we have.
No side effects.
And then you take pills for those side effects.
Well, it sounds too good to be true, Stacy.
That's the greatest challenge. Oh, that challenge. And then here's the other challenge, which mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly understand. The conspiracy part of it. Well, what else will it do? Will it control me? You know, because right now, sci-fi, science fiction, the movies, man, they have done a good job.
Oh, yes.
They have done a great job. So I'm thinking, I really can't argue that point. I do know that they're not putting electrodes in your brain. It's a microcurrency. I mean, this particular application.
Yes. But
there's electrodes in the brain. There's a whole lot of manipulation going on. And we talked about frequency manipulation. We've talked about 5G.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a little tester machine that, you know, you can take close to a Wi-Fi unit, or you can take close to a, what's the power thing? Your meter, your power meter that the energy comes into the house. And that meter goes off. It, you know, it makes a sound that is approaching, you know, more radiation reading, a higher reading. But I can't physically feel that. I'm not aware of it.
No.
So if I lay my baby, which I don't have, in a crib down next by a Wi-Fi or a power grid system,
yes.
I don't know the potential damage that's going on.
But the offering for 5G is everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
The offering is everywhere. If you get a phone, you get a cable,
home service,
you get internet
you're going
system,
to get 5G.
You're going to get 5G, and you want it because you pay for it.
Yeah.
You mean 2G, but you want the 5 because you're going to pay for it regardless.
It's currently being built in all new buildings,
all new
so you don't
everything.
Have a choice.
Yes.
It's there. Wow.
Frequencies.
So there are those that are harmful. We know that. There's mm-hmm. microwaves if you're too close to them, or your microwave oven. Some people feel it's not necessarily the most healthiest thing. Then there must be frequencies that can heal you.
And that's what I want to talk about at some point in this conversation.
Because some point in the 1920s, this fella figured out frequencies that can heal you.
Okay, so I put my glasses on several times here.
All
right. On purpose to remind me.
Yes.
That as an elder, oh my God, and a boomer,
yeah,
a lot of us are now, depending on lenses, and because our eyes are over 60 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I am very interested in the frequency that helps to reverse the issues with the eyes and get us back to as close to 20/20 as possible without having to use lenses.
Yes.
Give you a quick example. My mother, who's 82,
does not have to wear glasses. Mm-hmm. I don't know what she did.
Exactly.
I'm going to talk about. I don't know what she did. But you see me, I'm doing this on purpose. I put mm-hmm. them on and take them off to remind me. My mother's in almost her mid-80s. And she does not need glasses. She has a set for teeny weeny weeny tiny stuff. I mean, we're talking like the back of a can if she wants to read that.
Oh wow.
But for the most part, she doesn't wear, and she laughs at her children because we all require some form of assistance with glasses. I want to know the frequency to help send our eyesight back to normal or as close to normal as possible. I'm sure it's possible.
Oh, it's possible, and it won't be just the eyes, because just trying to correct one area, you know, many areas are involved. Like Chinese medicine, we know through Chinese medicine that mm-hmm. your kidneys are intimately involved with your eyes.
See?
Yeah. So if your kidneys are strained,
mm-hmm.
drained,
mm-hmm.
then our eyes are strained, drained. And so that possible frequency combination would, I'm just speculating, I don't know, involve the strengthening of your kidneys.
Okay, so that makes sense when we have little common sense things that mm-hmm. tell us, drink your water.
Absolutely.
Drink your cranberry juice.
Mm-hmm.
Flush your system out. Detox, yes. Detox. So without knowing what you just told me and the world, it would make sense now that I would be happy to drink my water and happy to take a little cranberry juice every once in a while. Ooh. And any other vitamins and minerals that the kidneys need to function mm-hmm. properly. We just take all this stuff for granted and hope. And then if we can't do anything about it, we either buy some lenses, mm-hmm. like I did, or you get contact lenses so you can look even cuter. But all these things are money in the pocket of people who know that the right frequency will give you your sight back to 2020.
Yeah. Give you your health. Give you okay. your health.
Yes, yes.
Now,
yes.
Here's something you said that my ears perked up on. You said you would be happy to.
I would be happy to.
See? Now, here's a big, big point I want to make. Today, not many people are happy to feed themselves better, to take care of themselves better, to nurture themselves better, to go work out, go run, go, I do it because I got to do it.
We're in the system.
Yes.
We're locked into the system.
Yes.
And this is where perception and action take place.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know for a fact that you go out and take a nice brisk walk, you're going to come back home thirsty, mm-hmm. which means you're going to drink your water.
Water, yep.
And when you drink your water, that flushes your kidneys and yep. enhances your skin, which you don't have to use the ooeys and gooeys yep. for moisturizing and that.
Yep.
You don't have to use ooeys and gooeys for your face and all mm-hmm. these kinds of. That's money in their pockets.
Yes.
Those of you
by
who
just
are,
working out, yeah, you have that downstream
just taking a nice
benefits.
Long walk, and then yeah. getting back home and not only taking water in, but sitting in a hot tub of water or warm water bath.
Mm-hmm.
All this is cheaper than going and paying your copay, mopay, wopay, as I say yeah. lots of times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what do you get from that?
Mm.
Not much play.
Got me humming, humming in stereo.
Yeah, and you probably are going to be more toxic for the effect, for the event. It's not going to be much of more of a benefit. All right, what's the next thing you're looking at?
Well, I was concerned about in the video with Dr. McMakin, mm-hmm. she was saying looking beyond the obvious, mm-hmm. that's the only way that what she's doing can work.
Mm-hmm.
She was referring to frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that's the only way that the treatment works. What was she speaking about? What do you think she was speaking about? I wrote a couple notes down, but...
the only way the frequencies
cell memory,
work?
She talked about cell memory.
Okay.
And
okay.
sometimes your illness... I'll paraphrase her. Sometimes the thing that is bothering you,
mm-hmm.
it goes further than cell deep, because the cells have memories. And so if you go into her office, she
yes.
may treat you immediately for your, she used a woman who had vaginal issues.
Mm-hmm.
She can treat her for the vaginal issues, get those muscles to relax,
yep.
get the nerves to calm
well,
down.
Let me hold you up on the vaginal issues, because that'll keep them wondering on the other half of the hour, because we need to take a break.
Okay.
What is she talking about?
TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Yes. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. More up on Wiggins World of Wellness on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Central Ohio. Lenco Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lenco today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Amina Brenda Lynn Robinson shared her creative energy with the people of Columbus and the Mount Vernon neighborhood. Now the Greater Columbus Arts Council hopes her creative spirit will inspire future generations of Black artists. The two new programs are open to Black and visual artists are the Amina Robinson Fellowship for local artists and the Amina Robinson Residency for national artists. More information about both programs is available at gcac.org or call 614-224-2606.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kicking online.
That's Ash Kicking.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kicking products are better than those other guys. Ash Kicking candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
Ash Kicking online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
I'm a doctor.
I'm a teacher.
I live in the South.
California is my home.
I speak fluent Spanish.
No hablo español.
I have brown eyes.
My eyes are blue.
We're very different people, but we do have something in common. I made a donation to the Red Cross.
When disaster struck and I needed help, her gift to the American Red Cross changed my life.
When you support the American Red Cross, you change a life, starting with your own.
Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcross.org and find out about life-changing opportunities in your area.
TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. And this is Stacey Wiggins on Wiggins World of Wellness with my special guest Libby. And I tell you what, we were the first half hour we dropped right into some very interesting conversation. Let's pick it up right there.
Okay,
you know, go ahead. Please
well,
take it.
One of the statements that Dr. McMakin was saying was that this procedure works, but only if you go beyond the obvious. And that stuck with me because of my own experiences and others that I've observed, where you can use the examples like, why, if you had a scar on your hand, okay, if you had a scar on your hand from something that happened to you 10 years ago, then you know that your hand looks almost normal again, right? You know that that area was there, but so why would you pull and dig into this area again and open it up when you'd have to go back and get it healed again, watch the scar tissue again, get your scab, and then you got an even bigger or worse looking appearance on that hand where originally that wound healed over and you have nothing. And I think when she said go beyond the obvious, you can go into her office and she can bring down your pain levels by relaxing your muscles and relaxing the nerve and taking the pressure off. But however is the word. You might find yourself back into her office again in 6 months because with the same symptoms, because you have not dealt with the problem behind the problem. Is that,
yes,
that make sense to you?
Yeah. I call it the issues in the tissues.
Ah.
Yes, because... well, here's a good one. You get a whiplash in a car wreck. Boom, your head gets kind of beat around.
Yes.
And the rest of the couple weeks, you know, you got to deal with insurances, you got more stress, and you think you feel okay, but you don't. Now you have tighter muscles, and when you're driving, you're tighter, you're more hyper aware, and this is how you respond to this stress. You don't let it go. Now, fast forward 6 months down the road. Every time a stress occurs, those areas that you've trained to get tight.
Exactly right.
Just flare up.
Yes.
Yes. Those issues that have a mental stress have a physical component to it.
And so she spoke about cellular memory, mm-hmm. and that really piqued my interest because, just like you said, you have whiplash, and it actually, you get relief from it. But as soon as you're in your car and you see a car doing what it did to cause your whiplash in the first place, you mm-hmm. might snap your own neck again,
yep.
just because of the memory.
Yes.
And my understanding and overstanding is cells have memories, even to the point of our ancestors. I've been told this as well, which explains why Libby won't wear, I did it on purpose, wear a shirt like this with the tight with this up here. Can't do it. I have to pull it down because ancestrally, you know, the chains around our necks,
mm-hmm.
The cells have memories. And that's what I was shown. Mm-hmm. Now, you can use that if you choose. Mm-hmm. But some things we do because of memories we don't even know we have.
Right, right.
So when you're talking about cellular memory, you get a burn.
I say, that's why I'm not into bondage. Don't be doing that.
Even pain.
Yes.
I went to a physician for dental work, just general dental work.
Mm-hmm.
And I already told him up front, said, man, that needle, that long needle that you have to use to anesthetize my gums. Look, everybody mm-hmm. cringing.
Yeah, right.
Gives me the blues. I said, I'd rather have a baby than you stick me with that needle. He said, really? And I said, yes, I can handle having a baby better than I can handle that needle. And he said, I won't do that to you, I promise. I said, you know, I've heard that before. You guys will tell me anything, right? But what he did, he made sure that when he started working on me, I did not experience that pain. The fear left, the tension left. I was holding on to the chair, literally.
Mm-hmm. Killer grip.
That's the one. And so I'm saying to you that these things are happening to us and we don't think about it, but the people who get money from it, they think about it all the time. So I'm going to take my glasses off to remind you that
I tell you.
I'm looking forward to the frequency that will be helping my eyes get back to where they were.
Absolutely. just bringing our health level. Here's a tremendous fact.
Okay.
That there is one frequency that will raise the ATP, that's the cellular production that our mitochondria, that's our engine, you know, workhorse in our cell,
mm-hmm.
it can raise the production of energy 500%. 500% is just impossible to imagine because you've had this level of energy your whole life and you're used to it.
Yes.
Now to have something come along and raise this level of cellular energy, it's not going to be like, you know, I can't tell you what it's going to feel like. I haven't had it yet. But here's what I have read and heard from other people, that it increased their healing potential beyond imagination.
See, even the movies are giving us clues.
Yes, they are.
Waking us up like
Star Trek.
Lucy.
Yep, Lucy, absolutely.
Ooh, Lucy. Now, I'm trying to promote any of this stuff. I'm just letting you know that we're being shown subtle ways
mm-hmm.
because it's just too much. It's too much to even imagine that you could experience what Lucy experienced. However, the nugget of knowledge in Lucy was the fact that the fluid that she ingested in her body by force was equivalent to the amount of energy it takes for a baby after being the two come together, male and female, create the baby.
Right.
What's the right word?
The first, well, zygote.
Embryo,
is the second.
Zygote.
Is
okay.
The second.
There's
the
one. There's one in between that one somewhere.
Okay.
But it's the equivalent of a nuclear bomb. So see, when I tell you, and I'm doing it again on purpose, when I tell you that we are, and you said it, more powerful than we could possibly imagine, that a woman carries something in her body that can spark two cells into a new life that is equivalent to a nuclear bomb. Again, that's frequency. And yet we take our bodies for granted. We don't look at it like that. I have, since watching the movie, I have.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear bomb in me, the potential for that?
Yes.
In me? Now I'm going to be a little more selective, and I'm going to make better choices.
Right.
Therefore, I want to know these frequencies. I want
Absolutely.
To know them all.
Well, the amazing thing is our body keeps a certain temperature.
Yes,
that's
true.
A nuclear fusion. We are nuclearly fusing, or you know, our energy is giving off just to keep us moving, just to keep us warm. That's amazing. And we don't even really stop to think about that. We don't even know and realize and respect that our mitochondria, the workhorse, it doesn't even belong to us.
You know
it's
what
not
I,
even our DNA.
I dearly love about movies
mm-hmm.
is, you're say the word again, mito what?
Mitochondria.
In Star Wars, when they were explaining how little Anakin,
mm-hmm.
who later became what's his name? The Darth Vader.
Yeah, Darth Vader, yeah.
Midichlorians. So they're helping us to see.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just, did you hear what I just told you?
Mm-hmm.
Midichlorians, we, according to the story, they reside within us. So
mm-hmm.
we are hosts and we are symbiotic in our nature with them.
Yep.
We share with them. But science fiction has been telling us for years, tricorders and there's another, where they change the energy. They
mm-hmm.
use a frequency to break up a person's body
yep.
and send them where they want to.
Yes.
And then they use a frequency to pull all the cells back together so that they become the person they were before.
Dematerialize and materialize.
So
that's scary.
I guess my question is, with the lasting results is very important to me
mm-hmm.
because you know, you can take a pill and go away from pain for a couple of hours. If you got a cold, they can give you something and you are symptom free for about 4 hours. So,
well, there you go. You're hitting it on the nail on the head
because
you're talking symptoms.
Okay.
Where when you bring balance to the body, the symptoms, they melt away because your body is handling, whether it's a virus coming in, it'll have its own response and goes back to homeostasis. That's the word of
normal
balance, of being
balanced. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
You
yes,
don't
yes.
want to have your cortisone system always hyper and then creating too much cortisol.
Yes.
That's a stress hormone.
Yes.
And then
yes.
you don't want to be too calm, too relaxed, and not be able to perform at all.
Yes.
Too doped out. That's
and
dopamine.
That's yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
We do drugs. We do our heroines, our opiates, and all these things to deaden that pain, whether it's physical or mental, that we are experiencing. This is my mind-blowing experience is, you know, we have such an epidemic now in this whole heroin, opium, pain syndrome that we're in, culture we're in,
yes.
is that this microfrequency setup alone could just totally settle that out, totally neutralize it.
I had a friend.
But you have to address the person's headspace.
Okay, so again, frequency.
Frequency.
I have a friend who refuses to eat catfish. Dearly
mm-hmm.
loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Said that the frequency of catfish is so low that it brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of the words he used. It brings you down. So everything about us is about frequency.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
No matter what, I mean, everything in here, in this room right now, has a it rolls on a frequency.
Yes.
How do we turn this around so that we're in control as much as possible? And what are those numbers? Did you catch?
Okay.
Did you the number? Like for instance, the love number.
Yep, 528. Yep.
You know they're gonna be playing some 528 come Valentine's Day. You
yep.
know this.
Yep.
So, is there a way? Is there something that we can do? Is there something we can use? Or do we have to go to a physician's office to get this and hope that insurance
well,
is paid for it?
That's
not going to, right?
Well, that's a perfect question because that's the next question is, all right, how can I get this? Well, guess what? You can't. 42 other countries have this product, and we are scheduled to get this in April. So I'm kind of just creating.
This year.
I'm creating the buzz because I want people to, one, do some study. Go do your own homework. Do your own Googles, Wikipedias, and YouTubes, whatever. Discover what it is we're actually talking about. If you own a Beamer, if you own a Hilo, if you own some of these pieces of equipment that are currently out on the market,
mm-hmm.
dig in deeper and find out what the benefits of this Healy has. We cannot give you specifics because it's not in America yet.
What's
I'm
the name
just
of it? Is there a name?
Yep, H-E-A-L-Y. www.thehomeforfireworld.net. So you can go on that link and just kind of look at what's there and see that it's just real simple hardware, and the apps are downloaded to your phone. Everybody's got a phone. We are all set up for our own micro healing kind of technology.
If I get this information and I apply it to my own life experience, how are you going to make money?
By having the volume through, I'll have to give you my link. It would be...
I'll ask it for a reason.
What's
because
that?
What you are doing is providing us with good information about something that we really should be much, much more aware of.
Oh, absolutely.
So this isn't about you making money. Otherwise, you keep it to yourself and do what pharmacies are doing and medicine is doing. I think I want to, at this point, just say thank you for letting us know that this exists.
Yes.
That we exist looking at things differently. And it's not about the money.
Thank you for bringing that up. Because it is about the passion I have for wanting to help people heal. I've had such a deep passion. I remember when I went to massage therapy school and I started learning about the human body, found out how freaking fascinating it is.
Yeah.
That's truly when I became religious. Oh, there is a God. And I wanted to share it with everyone else, and nobody was too concerned about how their body worked or that their kidneys can process 5 gallons of water in, you know, an hour or something like that, or blood, not water. Just all the fascinating things that our body can do. They're like, that's cool. And then I see the high level of self-abuse we have, which is, it just kills me to see that in others who don't care for themselves. And, you know, I'm wanting to care for them more. So it's like, okay, I'm out of balance. You know, whoa, Stace, I'm out of balance. So this will help me because I can't touch everyone. Not everybody wants to be touched by me, nor do I want to touch everyone. But I can at least share this information, have them do some research, have them possibly use the unit. I believe there is some of the older technology. I will come next week. Some of the older technology in use right now is in Columbus. I will dig into that to see so we can go by and get a test drive.
So the question for me, is who's interested in their own health? I know, that's a great big ginormous question.
It is.
But based on the evidence, just go to the grocery store and look at the rainbow carts.
Yes.
I call them rainbow carts. Some carts are filled with things that just look like the rainbow.
Yes.
Live food.
Yes.
And of course there's this movement now on being a vegan or getting plant-based meals incorporated into your lifestyle, which is all frequency. All the vegetables, all the fruits, all that stuff is frequency. So knowing that and knowing what you've shared today, other carts look like, what'd you say? Beige.
Oh, beige, yeah. The beige lifestyle. That's what I call it. You know, chicken fingers, chicken, rice, just white foods. Just bland white corn goes in there. Yeah, I call them bougie beige people. Oh, yeah. And you have no vitality, no aliveness in the food. It's just bland and beige.
When you read Dr. McMakin's book and the other information you shared as well, what was your overall take on what you had read, really?
I think
that's where that nugget of information comes from.
It was
from.
For me, I said, maybe 20 years ago, I heard about Royal Raymond Rife, and I thought, interesting, very interesting information. Put it in the bag. And then living my life, doing manual labor over 30 years of massaging people, I've learned so much by putting in that much time on working on people that, you know, it's
that's
priceless.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah,
right there.
It's priceless.
Yeah.
But now there's this machine that takes all my 30 years of work, and it's like, yeah, that's good, buddy, but we can do that in a couple minutes or a couple hours. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So there was, like I said, you know, got my ego, my insecurity, but the bigger picture is, finally, I'm not the only one that can be healthy, because I love being healthy, but I'm alone. Not everybody's like, hey, Stace, I'll go out for a bike ride with you. Hey, Stace, I'll do this or that. You know.
Talk about it with everyone.
No.
But
I can share with this at a much easier, accessible level for people that I may never meet.
What I saw parallels with Dr. Reif and you is that once he found out how to do one thing, which was his passion, it led him beyond what he even dreamed of. So, you know, knowing that you like to put your hands on people to help them heal, take tension down, reduce inflammation, all of the above, it appears that now you've moved from hands-on to letting a machine do the work, where then you can again change your focus and let's see what else is out there.
Yes.
And my thoughts right now are there's going to be many people who, once they are pain-free, they're going to be thinking other things. You're not going to be distracted by my knee hurts.
Yep.
You know, my
the great
hurts,
example
my
she said
hurts.
Is if you've been in pain for 14 years and you've been at a 7 to a 9 all of those 14 years, and in 1 hour's time that goes from, you know, a high 9 and 10 to a 1 or 2.
Yes.
She asked this important question. Who are you then? Who are you without pain?
Do we have more time for that?
We don't. We don't. We got just a couple more minutes. I did want to tie it up with that observation you made because it was perfect, and I really should have led in with this earlier, about the work that I do with balancing the left and right brain hemisphere. Once again, it's frequencies. When you are balanced in your brain, you're happy in your brain. You're happy in your own mental state. When you're balanced in your brain, your body is happy. It's less tense. It's less stressed. It's more in a fluid state. And that frequency is our most, that's the alpha state we're talking about.
Yeah,
the brain waves going, yes. That frequency alone gets you and keeps you in this more love myself state as opposed to health or hate myself state and not be invested in my own wellness. Because we clearly are not highly invested or barely invested in our own wellness. We're way invested in everything else and who else and Twitter, Facebooks, but no one is showing us how to invest in ourselves in such a manner that the rewards are just overwhelmingly fantastic.
Well, then who would we be if we didn't have pain?
Oh, we would be people who are on our missions, who could help others, people who would be free to discover. Sometimes pain does help you discover things. You know, it makes creative. You know, the blues, you're in pain if you're creating the blues. However, being pain-free allows you to have a different mindset, to think in a different way or broader way or whichever.
That's scary.
It was that pain-freeness and that balance that helped me create the ball work that I do. And today, the ball work is the most profound, the most capable of, way beyond yoga and Pilates, the most capable of getting your nervous system at a new level of, well, coordination and flexibility. And a core, a strengthening core beyond anyone else's current exercise program.
Ooh.
When you have that type of motion, mobility, motility in your body, you are high on life. You feel great because you are pain-free. And I love helping others because being pain-free, I think it's one of those God, you know, that should be your common denominator.
That's
you
heaven.
You grow up as a kid, you're pain-free.
That's heaven.
Yes.
See, we don't even think about when our ancestors now, for me, would be my ancestors. Don't you get on that fence, you're going to fall.
Yeah.
Well, the child doesn't know that they can fall until you tell them. And they usually don't fall when you're not around.
Yep.
To remind them that they can fall.
And some of our greatest experiences do usually involve some kind of pain. Emotional pain, physical pain. You learn. We learn as a culture that way. It's a shame because you can read a book and you can learn that way too. But for some of that other, and that goes back to your point of, like I said, issues and tissues.
Okay.
We need to learn and unlearn.
Oh, Yoda.
Unlearn the information that we feed to our bodies. Be careful. Don't do it. You're tight. Don't reach for that. Don't carry it. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't lift your kid.
Don't lick what?
Lift your kid. No. You know, moms, I can't lift my kids anymore.
Yeah. Right?
Grandmoms, I can't lift. Well, you got to stop. If it's killing you, you got to stop doing it.
Yes.
Until you correct it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, I had a wonderful time. I think we set out for what we accomplished, you know, as we promised. And I think that within the next couple of months, when this technology is available to us, we are going to have a phenomenal time.
Some more.
Oh, we need to mm-hmm. bring in a professional and
yes.
talk about it.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. Fantastic. I appreciate you being here with me, Libby. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.